Aje Aje, welcome back to the CC Wanaume podcast, the number one podcast on all things men. Aje Aje, welcome back to the CC Wanaume podcast with me, Salif Nyambok. This is a safe space for the Kenyan man on a journey of self-discovery. This is episode 12, where we talk about consent. Now, let's talk consent, which means permission to do something in plain English. This simply means that umepatiwa ruhusa ya kufanya kitu. E-word consent is one of the contributing factors to why men are spending years of their lives in jail. No matter how big they are, no matter how powerful or how influential their careers might have become, if they failed to understand this word consent, after the Me Too movement, the reality is these guys are going to jail. And it's a really sad state of affairs because some of these guys were our idols, and then we discover that they were using their powers to try and engage with minors and use their position to influence generations of people who would not have the will or the strength to fight them back is a really troubling sign. So it's always important, I guess, as men to ensure that, one, we are checking in with everybody who we are engaged with. Now, consent is not only in relationships, it even matters to people, but in this case, we'll restrict it to the relationship context because that's where guys are goofing, I guess, more or less. So it's always important to ensure that you're checking in with your significant other, your partner, your friend, your one-night stand, your friend with benefits, whoever they may be, at every single point on whether it is okay to proceed with a certain course of action. That means consent even before a hug, before a handshake, before a kiss, before taking off a certain layer of clothing, etc. tukiendelea hivyo. So, or variations of plays. Let's say you guys are already naked and you're already like in the cut and you suddenly feel like you want to try BDSM. You can't just do it without consent. You feel me? So you need to let your partner know. You need to let your partner know that you're using protection during sex. You need to try and be the kind of guy who will not like slip off the rubber and throw the thing in the trash at iju. Juwe mwenye unadhani ati unataka ku unajiona mjanja. So you need to be the kind of guy who takes care of the people that you're with. Kuna majama wengi sana najua, like growing up in this Nairobi, I mean in this Kenya, tumeona majama wengi sana who pride themselves on being able to take advantage of like younger people. Au ni wale majama mlikuwa mnaonanga kwa storm siako uni. Ye form zake tu zina kuanga kuita mademu wa high school bash zake, ana ensure that ana walewesha ama anawapatia madri ndo atake advantage. That stuff of using coercion and everything, that is a crime. And again, it is not consent. So at the same time, you find people who are maybe in a relationship, let's say they've been dating, you probably feel like you've been left out and you want to try something or you'd want to get intimate na partner wako hataki. You cannot use the fact that you're in a relationship to force yourself on the other person. Again, that is a crime. You are not seeking consent. So in Kenya, wasi wakikuanga yanga, watu ukuanga na pressure mob. And I think society yetu hata hai makingi better because one, they don't equip you with the enough knowledge on how this thing really works. Our schooling system is so separated. So there's a bunch of young men who really don't even understand how female bodies work. Bado tuko hapo. Kiangalia pali vitu zenye watu wanaandika hata Twitter tutaogopa. So bado tuko hapo. Unapata pia wase hao, hakuna mahali watu walifunzwa hizi vitu. So inakuwa game where most people, we are living in a country where genders are afraid of each other and we are all trying to use some kind of covert manipulation to try and get things from each other without saying things as they are. So you find that, let's say, machali sasa wanaona that, if I call you to my place, if I'm the one who's buying A, B, C, D for you, ume consent that unafa kwa demu wangu, and maybe now I have like, as in like, now we can roll together, you get. And I can ask you for favors, in quotes, you get. So like those kind of scenarios, you guys might not have even talked about what is actually on the plate here. And you end up now in a situation where you have to now do this to keep up. And akunanga kitu kama, I know there's a lot of guys who like hiding behind kitu kama silent consent or implied consent. But in most cases, I think in this time, it's normally it's better if you can get the actual thing. So don't beat around the bush. Akuna story as you see, you'd rather just say things as they are. Heri upatiwe, no, naisha hapo. Na tukiangalianga maybe a situation like the area, I think was the most sana wingianga shida ni hizi stories za time unanzanga kuinvite dema kuje kwa kija yako ama hostel yako. So unaona that because umanzi, so Kenya, Venezuela reason man, unaona ati because udema litoka, let's say Naivasha, that the love must be real. I mean, she's crossed borders. Yeah, she's coming to stay. So you forget to really think that once this shot is in your house, you need to still seek consent. Seek consent for every single thing. I'm a consent tu labda kukuja kwa hao. Labda hizo stories zingine hizo ni stories zako MC. Na wewe bado ndo huu kwa hapo unataka kuanza kuforce issues, unataka kujifanya ni kama huu ni binadamu mzima hajui kenye anataka. Yeah? Unataka kujisema ati ana play hard to get ni nini. So kuna times zingine pia, like let's say, kuna some guys who reason ati consent because of clothes. Kenya again imetrend worldwide kwa sababu ya hizi stories my dress, my choice, where watu walikuwa nasema ati madema wafai kudunga sijui nini ati because ati wana trigger wanaume. Hizo ni vitu gani mnasema mse? Hizo ni vitu gani? Ni shida ya madema ama ni shida yako? Dema kika kutembelea kama medunga mini, haimanishi consent. Nguo si consent. Ya neza kuwa medunga hivyo kwa sababu ya nita kudunga hivyo. Unaweza kuwa pia na sister amedunga hivyo. Does that mean that ya ame kuinvite sijui kufanya nini? Zii. So, think, lazima tufikiri hizi vitu like in terms of the context pali tunaziona. And there's never consent. So maybe the thing that most guys need to learn how to do in the Kenyan context, and I think it's something that maybe grows on you with age, is learning just how to ask people directly. No beating around the bush. Try to be clear with your intentions from get-go. So let's say manzi akikamu, uneza muuliza, let's say amekuja kwako, ameconsent kuingia, sindio? Kiasi mnakachini, mna vibe. Let's say labda mnataka, you want to chill kidogo, you want to introduce something, like maybe you have a drink or something you can share. You ask again, would you want a drink? Akidrink sawa pal, sawa. If you guys are vibing and you catch a vibe, and you feel like moment it may happen. Unamuliza tena, can I kiss you? Ivo. Mkiendanga. At every single stage, keep on checking. And then you ask, are you okay? You know, we don't have to. Si lazima. Si must, by the way. Easy reason. Like, always just try kukuwa umse mwenye ako civil. Because hata wewe, I think ungekuwa in the other shoes, you'd want somebody mwenye anaweza kukuhandle ivo. So I think issue tu hapa inakuanga tu kuwa mindful that uni mtu mwingine, na siku hizi the laws are gonna be very harsh on you. You would rather just try and cope within the mechanism instead of trying to blow your trumpet and spreading misogyny online ati sijuu mse halikama kafaya nini sijuu what. Because a lot of the stuff hata ukiangalia kenye umeandika, tunge track kenye ulikuwa unasema, tunaweza sema yenyewe hapa wendo uko on the wrong. Na ume cause mse aumie in one way or another, ume traumatize mtu bure. And I think if you're watching this now, you have seen, and we've discussed this in other episodes too, you're seeing a lot of powerful men dropping one after the other. Guys who own churches, guys who are influential musicians, footballers, these big names. Epstein's list just dropped the other day. You're hearing the names that are on it. My God, you're like, man, these are guys I you know, you look up to, and they're like, you know, they were scheming, man. And you know, it's a really regrettable state of affairs, because these are powerful men who are using their influence to try and get things that, like, to get that influence over a human being to the point that they can just control them at will. And I think that's already an indicator of a very big problem in society. So if there's any take home I want you to get from this episode, is seek consent always. At every single point, at every single juncture, always check in with the other person to ensure that they are okay with whatever it is that you're doing, even if it's holding hands. Keep it simple, keep it short. It's been me, Salif Nyambok. As always, I'll see you when I see you. Peace out.
What's good, people? It's Salif Nyambok right here. This is the CC101 Podcast.